1888.
This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, entrepreneur, horticulturalist, biocontrol specialist, worm farmer, my favorite, and Dr. Bug Lady. It's a pleasure to join you this hour. My guest this hour, by the way, is Jaime de Zubeldia. He is the expert when it comes to bees and sustainable farming. And this is a great opportunity for you to ask questions. So I'm going to start right off by giving you the number. It's 877-300-7645. 877-300-7645. When you call in with a question for Jaime or myself, during this hour, you'll receive as my gift a $40 gift certificate that you can use to purchase any of Arbico Organics products, shipping excluded. So take a moment to go online and sign up for our new holiday catalog. It's free and full of seasonal and must-haves. So we've got everything you need to extend your growing season and to get right on off of the right foot for this coming spring. Here's the website. It's www.arbico-organics.com. A-R-B-I-C-O-organics with an S.com. Now I want to tell you a little bit about my guest. Jaime de Zubeldia was introduced to gardening and beekeeping as a child. He studied biology before earning a degree in civil engineering from the University of Arizona. Jaime's career began in land development. However, his concerns over our society's rapid consumption of resources compared with historical research of the demise of past civilizations led him to question the long-term sustainability of cities and rampant consolidation of food and seed industries. And I'm right there with you. He believes that community-based, resource-efficient farming will be key in restoring the health of our soils and, in turn, our communities. Jaime, along with his wife, is one of the main stewards of Resonation Farm, whose products go to several area restaurants, a farmer's market, the Food Conspiracy Food Co-op, and community members. Previously the director of farm programs for the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, Jaime was one of the original organizers of the Pima County Food Alliance. He continues to work with Southern Arizona farmers and anyone working on community-based food production projects, both urban and rural. And most recently, Jaime has begun organizing businesses on behalf of an initiative that seeks to connect them to the economic impacts of maintaining healthy flows in the Colorado River system on which seven states depend. And that's amazing work. And so, on that note, I'm going to ask Jaime de Zubeldia to join me. Good morning, Jaime. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Sherry?
I am just fantastic, and, you know, I'm so happy to have you on the show. I am just thrilled, and I've got to say that with all the things you do, I don't even know when you have time to farm. You are busy.
You know, sometimes I do have to try and make less commitments than I'm used to. We find ourselves, as we grow, that needing to curtail, you know, the outreach-type work. So we concentrate on the actual production aspects of what we're trying to do.
Well, you're doing a great job, and you are definitely a model for other people who are interested in urban farming. I mean, this is something that's really taking off and so important to our country and to the world. I'm just so happy that you're doing what you're doing, and it's not easy work either. It's hard. I want to know about Resonation Farm. Tell us about it. How did it get started? You know, what do you grow? Let's hear about that, because that's the model that's so inspiring.
Okay. Well, Resonation Farm actually kind of grew out of, you know, childhood activities. We started out in Arizona when I was about 12 years old in 1986. We kept a lot of what we kept now, but in a much smaller scale. And then as what typically happens to younger farm-grown hands, they'll end up going to college, getting an education, and then going into the professional world. That's what I did and done. And then, you know, coming full circle, looking for a way to get back to the land. Fortunately, before going back into school, we purchased some land out in the same valley. Without knowing exactly what we really wanted to do with it. And then, you know, the life in a cubicle and working with some of the best in the land and development industry, I decided that I needed to really be doing something else. So about 2005, 2006, started hatching our plan to kind of do something with the property that that we had purchased. And I use the term property very, very loosely. I like to think of it more as the land that we're stewards of. Then late 2007, early 2008, started building upon that design, which is actually a permaculture inspired design that's malleable over time, because it does take a lot of time to implement, and there's constant changes going on. So this is partly for health reasons, moving into building this farm, partly also for kind of reestablishing, a new definition of home, I guess, or trying to recreate the definition of home, kind of get back to what it was once. And that's pretty much what how we got to where we're at now.
Well, I love that you say that the land that we are stewards of. I mean, that that's a completely different philosophy from the philosophy, I think, that has prevailed for the last two generations, which is sort of a disconnect with nature. It's a philosophy that we are separate from. We are not a part of nature. Instead of cooperating with nature, we're sort of fighting with nature. And I'm so delighted that this is something that seems to be the premise of everything that you're doing, that there's this underlying deep respect. And I think that's and this whole idea of recreation of home, that also is something that that has taken on such a different picture from the way it was two generations ago. I mean, where people, they didn't think even about, saving a seed or planting from seed, and everyone had a garden, and it was just part of what happened as part of the home. Just tell us a little bit about what do you grow there? How big is the farm right now?
The legal boundary of it is only 5 acres. My parents own the adjacent 5-acre parcel, and we're in the process of looking for investors or, it could take any form of partnership, I guess, but to expand to the adjacent parcels nearest us that have come open. And what we grow here is mostly, I would say, our focuses are honeybees, hogs at the moment. We just brought those on poultry in terms of eggs. We have pretty large garden niches woven throughout in relation to the things that are around them, the supporting elements around them. We're going to contain any variety of crops, the winter crops, which are the summer crops of the north, typically. Greens, right now what we've got in the ground are greens, different couple types of kale. There's the chard, there's a lot of garlic in the ground. There's onions that we're hoping they'll seed from last year. There's kohlrabi and lots of radishes lately, delicious radishes we've been eating. And so pretty much whatever you can think of, we are either trying it out. It might be woven into what we're doing in a very small scale in terms of the economics and supporting our farm. We tend to use honeybees as our focus, since we've been very, very good with that. And the hogs also are helping us out economically. So that's pretty much and we didn't talk about the native things that are growing also.
I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to interrupt you because we're going to have to go for a little commercial break. Jaime, so when we come back, let's start to talk about the bees, because I think this is a very important topic people are very concerned about. Those of you who are listening, we're coming right back. Don't go away.
Yeah. Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbaco Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbaco-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbaco Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbaco Organics catalog.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and my guest today is a bee expert, farmer, I mean, man of many talents, Jaime de Zubeldia. And we're talking about a variety of things, but in particular, we're going to be talking about bees. And I know this is something that is dear to your heart, and I have to say that we used to have three hives on our property. We had friends who were in the bee hive business, and of course then they would also harvest the honey. And one day they took the bees to use them to pollinate on a farm, and they forgot to bring them back, so we lost our bees. But anyway, I know it's kind of funny. And tell us how you got involved with bees and beekeeping, and you know, just give us the why should everybody have what we sell in the catalog, which is the top bar honeybee hives, which you actually create for us. And they're beautiful. They're absolutely gorgeous. But I would love to hear, because I know this is something that is dear to your heart.
Well, my first experience with honeybees was in the 80s when my dad brought us out here to this valley from Colorado Springs. I believe I was about 14 years old when he purchased a hive. And so that's the earliest experience, I would say, is in the 80s with standard Langstroth vertical hive honeybee configuration. And in terms of why it's important, you would ask. As you know, we're dealing with a lot of colony collapse disorder, more prevalent, I would say, in the colder climates. And so we need to be supporting their populations as one of the principal pollinators of, as you know, all hear about a third of our food supply. So they're not the only ones that are out there that are doing this hard work for us, but they are definitely important and are one of the best pollinators that we have available so far. So.
They're really important, and I really agree with you. We've had a lot of discussion on the show about colony collapse disorder and causes and whatnot. And, you know, I think, there are many factors. Some people talk about the use of GMOs and nicotinoids and glyphosate. And, you know, and then we were talking about just the bees are tired out. They're overworked, you know. I mean, they're... they get harvested too often, and so there's so many issues that could attribute to this disorder. And yet, as you say, it's the most important thing that we have to pollinate. If we don't have pollination, things don't grow generally. So this is something that is extremely important. And if you have a small garden, talk a little bit about the top bar honeybee hive. I mean, I guess the first word I want to say, it's very flexible where you can put it. And number two, I mean, you can harvest the honey, and that's a whole, you know, I mean, that's a wonderful thing to do. And the bees do all the work. You don't have to do much of anything.
Yes. In terms of your garden area, your garden space, it's always helpful to have, you know, a hive around, you know, whether it's a top bar hive, which typically is a little bit less conspicuous because it's an odd horde, you know, it's I call a long box. So it's not the vertical white box that you normally see. So it's a trapezoidal kind of trough looking contraption. The bees grow horizontally, so it takes a little more maintenance, but because the populations are smaller, they're, especially for us in the Southwest, they're more manageable. Since here in the Southwest, we really got to keep an eye on temperament and manage the temperament of the hives, because typically what's been going on is the people interested in the top bar hives tend to be the urban gardener, the urban type beekeeper, in more dense populated spaces. So it's very important in those types of spaces that we are managing our hives for temperament, and that's what makes the top bar hive one of the better options. Just because you're able to keep the population a little bit lower, the production of honey isn't going to be as great because bees are vertical animals, but they do grow horizontally if you manage them properly. And you have to harvest more often, manage more often, and spend a little more time with them. But on the flip side, you end up learning a lot of more about honeybees because it's a natural comb system. You end up learning a lot about more about them a lot faster because there's a steeper learning curve when it comes to keeping bees completely naturally without frames to support the wax. And you also learn where you're supposed to keep the hive in relation to, you know, the sun patterns so that you can maximize shade. Now I'm talking more from the Southwest desert perspective, since it can be challenging to keep a frameless hive that's not supporting that fragile honey and wax. So you really start kind of thinking about your top bar hive in terms of heating and cooling efficiencies and shade patterns and what you can do at certain times of the year so that you're not having to move them around too much. So, yeah.
Well, it's a beautifully crafted hive. The thing that I like about it and the deluxe top bar hive is it has the closable viewing window with the removable glass, and that's really neat because you get to see what's going on inside. You know, you're taking a peek from a completely different perspective than most people do. So anyway, for those of you who are interested in having your own hive, take a look online at it's called the Top Bar Honeybee Hive, and we've got two models, one that actually sits on legs and has the viewing windows. It's a little fancier than the other one that doesn't have the legs, but however, the legs are sort of a not necessarily important because you set it on top of something. And so it just looks like a big rectangular kind of box. And, I mean, it's nifty. And it's made of beautiful pine wood, and it's lightweight. And anyway, we love it. We love it, and we're just so glad that you're doing this great work on the hives, and we want to continue to promote them because it's so important. And it's just part of nature. There's something about watching them. I'll say this, that we notice that, of course, when it's really hot, that the bees will come up right around the backyard area, and, you know, we'll have people over and we'll be sitting outside. And so what we figured was that they mainly just want to drink. And so what we did is we took the lids of plastic garbage cans and further out, in the, you know, away from where people are walking and, you know, hanging out, we put an old pillowcase, and then we set up a water system, just a drip system, and the bees they're just so happy. They're drinking. They're not, you know, getting on people and people being afraid of them. And like all insects, of course, the synthetic chemical industry's done a great job of making everybody afraid of them. So we're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about all kinds of things. And if you have a question for Jaime, give us a call, 877-300-7600. 45. He's the expert about bees and farming and gardening, and we're coming right back. Don't go away.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guest is the esteemed Jaime de Zubeldia, co-owner and creator of Resonation Farms. Welcome back, Jaime.
Thanks.
So as we segue, I know there's so much to cover. I think we need to have you like on four shows because I have a lot of things I want to talk to you about. You know, talk to us about, you know, how, let's just talk a little bit about your community involvement in promoting small agriculture. What are you doing to get people to get out there and do stuff? I know you've been a leader and a steward, so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I guess at this point, most of my time in terms of outreach is focused with the Food Policy Council that we founded in early 2011. So I think it's well into 3 years now. And what we do there is if we find barriers, policy barriers, especially in the community, that prevents them from doing what they want to do in terms of food production, whether they're on a small residential lot or farming in general on in rural spaces or larger lots, then we attempt to break those barriers down in a way that creates long-lasting beneficial relationships, especially with decision makers and our local leaders. So that's one of the main things that we're doing in terms of advocating for the community in terms of food production. So another thing that we've done there is we've back in 2011 also, actually it may have been late 2011, we brought Ken Meter from Crossroads Resource Center out of Minnesota. He's an expert in doing local food assessments. And so we brought him out here, and we took him around and toured many farms throughout southern Arizona. Now, these farms were the very small-scale farms because we were trying to assess the hidden component of food production in our communities, since this was about trying to create a regional food network as opposed to bringing what his study pointed out. Arizona brings in more than 95% of our food from outside of the state at a loss of about, we spend about 300 million on inputs to farming, and the cost is actually 320 million. So we're actually losing 20 million in producing food that is going outside of the region. So his study delved into what the possibilities were for us in southern Arizona if we were to try to flip that a little bit and generate or create more farms. And so we're actually right now kind of a collaboration with Native Seed Search and the city of Tucson. Mayor Rothschild is very supportive of the idea. We'll be meeting with Local First Arizona here in another week or so, and to discuss the possibility of what we're calling for now is an Eat 5, Buy 5 campaign. And what that would do is encourage is develop relationships with businesses to encourage the public and get the message out that if we spend $5 per person per week and just divert a little bit of our food spending dollars to farmers markets and to directly to farmers, that we could generate over $287 million in new farm income to bolster production and at the same time get more of this healthy local food, locally grown food into the community, and at the same time kind of give a new avenue and a new breath of life into the local economy. So those are just a couple things. Edible Baja Arizona Magazine, which is now going into its fourth issue, I believe, put a little blurb in there. They're kind of, we've been working with a past professor from the University of Arizona who's going to be doing a regular column that'll showcase policy issues and accomplishments or things that need to be worked on in terms of food policy, specific food policy, and that'll be in the Edible Baja Arizona magazine. And right now the Food Council is looking for new applications to replace outgoing members that are just finished serving a two-year term. And there's just a whole list of things that have happened within that realm in terms of community outreach and advocating for the home gardener and small family farms and, you know, even the larger farms. I tend to find that some of those larger farms, too, they wish they could, you know, they wish they could make the economics work so that they could farm in a more diverse, a sustainable way. But the, you know, the way the food economy is set up, it favors quantity over quality. So that's still a huge challenge.
Wow. Well, you're just you're amazing me with all the things going on. I have to say that, you know, 20 years ago, none of this existed. I mean, it was factory farming. You couldn't buy anything organic in a grocery store. There was no such thing as a farmer's market. They had something called flea markets, but they were not farmer's markets. And we've seen, in particular here in Tucson, just some amazing growth and cooperation, particularly with the university and businesses. And of course, this burgeoning growth of small, as you say, you know, just family gardeners, family farms, and this incredible growth. It just brings a smile to my face, and I'm so glad that, you know, you've helped spearhead this. And, you know, I, briefly, you know, what is your, I know, I mean, because we're all sort of on the same page about this. We've seen this, you know, rapid consumption of resources and wondering, you know, how we're going to have, like the bees, we're going to have a food collapse if we're not careful. Explain, you know, what your vision of community-based, resource-efficient farming will be, how that's going to be key in restoring the health of our soils and our communities in the future, because it's sort of, I know we're sort of heading in this direction. I want to know what your thoughts are.
Well, community-based food production, you know, at one time was the basis for the economy, the local economy especially. The strength of the country was dependent on that. Everything that we have now flows from that, and, of course, mining. So if you want to think of food production as kind of mining the soil, that's typically the model that we're using today is basically pouring one mined product onto healthy soil to mine the nutrients from those minerals that we pour on the soil. And then, of course, growing in monocultures, you know, we know the story. We've got to be pouring a lot of things onto that to kill all the competitive weeds and things and pests to get this desert of whatever it is, soybean or corn, to make that profitable. And harvestable for the technology that we have today, you know, 16-row combines and things of that nature. What's going on, unfortunately, and has been going on for many, many decades already, is what I see as a consolidation of small family farms, small businesses that support those family farms, and kind of a systematic elimination, unfortunately, of those, to the point where today we're really having to relearn what our forefathers used to do and used to know.
That was the thing that was just, you know, it was almost like built into our DNA. We were like hardwired and lost it. So we're going to come back and talk some more about this because I know this is dear to your heart and to mine as well. And for those of you listening, if you are having a call, a need to call us, we're at 877-300-7645. When you call in, you get a free $40 gift certificate. So we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
It's time to kick some ash because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guest is the amazing Jaime de Zubeldia. And I want to be sure everybody knows the website, which is www.rezonationfarm.com. That's R-E-Z-O-N-A-T-I-O-N farm. It's like Rezonation Farm. And check out the blog Farming the Desert, which is just wonderfully written. You do a beautiful job on that blog, by the way. And you say it like it is, and I really appreciate that, Jaime. So this is our last little segment, and let's talk a little bit about you're sort of on a roll talking about the future and how we sort of got into this mess. You know, we kind of gave up our, without meaning to, you know, we thought we were doing the right thing, and it's not anybody's making a decision about right or wrong or even a judgment about what happened with our food systems and how they became so overwhelming to the point where people forgot how to grow their own food. And so we're seeing this renaissance of growing for you and your goals at Rezonation Farm. What is your goal? What is your long-term goal? And you know, how you see this as you know, both a business and a community service. How do you see that?
Well, you know, as you alluded to, as humans, it's easy for us to take, you know, the easier path in the moment. So, you know, our challenge then becomes how do we slow ourselves down enough to really kind of decide whether we are taking the right path. That's something that we do here every day, and the way we do, or the reason how we're able to do that is because we set things up so that it doesn't require. It can be run by two people at the moment in its leanest form, all the way down to 1.5 persons working full time on it. And if we weren't set up that way, we would then have to introduce shortcuts, right? That then pushes the needed revenue up, which then it becomes a cycle, you know, a positive feedback loop in which you're having to push in more energy or more money, aka money, into the system in order to get the same amount out or maintain that level of growth, if you will, or sustainability, which zero growth. So we are a working farm. We are a registered business. We do need to make a profit. And I would argue that any time you are putting energy into something, you do need to realize some form of profit out of it, unless if you're going to be able to continue doing it into the future. So if you love gardening and you want to do that a lot more, and you would rather be doing that, you need to be finding ways for it to pay you back. The immediate payback, obviously, is going to be, you know, saving half of your food bill by growing it yourself. That's easy to do. When a working farm, however, once you start having to convert your squash into money so that the bank will accept that form, you then have to be thinking in terms of marketing and accounting and what everything it takes to run a small business. So one thing that we are also heavily involved in is educating the public in terms of when we're at farmers markets or when we're out in public of what the real costs of food are. So we're running up against the crux of an issue which really prevents us from it has been preventing us from really ramping up what this local farm movement or local food production, regional food production movement, and that's the real cost of food, aren't displayed at the supermarket. You know, there's subsidies involved. There's all these things that go into depressing the cost of food so that the product that we produce here locally, which is, in my opinion, a different product than what you purchase at the store, is runs up against the perception that food should be cheap. And that, unfortunately, is not the case. When you look at the amount of energy and the amount of work that goes into food, we spend by far per capita and as a country less than many others for the food and the energy that we put into our bodies. So that's kind of a short answer to your question. As a small farm, we need to make money, but at the same time, we're not able to get what we need for that product because the perception out there, especially in the U.S., is that food should be cheap.
Cheap, tasteless, low bricks, and that's why we don't like vegetables because they don't taste
good.
Well,
I tell you what, I've never eaten better food in my life until we started growing a lot of oats.
There's no way to compare what comes out of a garden. I mean, it is so delicious, and you just can't get enough of it versus the, you know, cellulose, hydroponic, you know, stuff we buy at the grocery store. You know, for me, health, and I think as we get older, we realize that health truly is our wealth, and either you're going to pay going in the door or out the door. And for me, it's you know, eating is one of the most important pleasures of life, and it should taste good. It should nourish your body. It should make you happy. Versus this is just something you know, I just do it because I have to do it. I don't like the way it tastes. And that right there is the key, though. There is we have to educate people that food can't be grown cheap and be healthy. You know, I mean, I look at stuff in the grocery store and test with a refractometer, and it's just amazing. There's no bricks. There's no, you know, lacking in minerals. And so we wonder why we're not getting healthier. We're just not getting what we need. We've got about 3 minutes. Let's talk about, you know, I know you're doing a lot of work with water, and I think we should at least spend a minute on that.
Okay. Recently, it's been a little while since we touched base, but we were involved in advocating for water, the Colorado River system, which is the basis for how we're irrigating a lot of the nation's crops, not counting everything that's being brought up through the Nogales border from Mexico. So our role in that was basically to connect businesses to the economic importance of what water means to our economy and commerce in Arizona. And so we I think we brought on about 80 businesses throughout Arizona for Protect the Flows, which is the movement that is really trying to make that connection, doing everything they can. An affiliated group with them is the National Young Farmers Coalition. And out of that, there's a spawn, the Southern Arizona Young Farmers Coalition. And some of the members there are heavily involved in a group called FERN, which is the Farmer Education Resource Network, which is a farmer, small family farmers partnership, which attempts to create a curriculum for those who want to learn how to start up their own farms and at the same time place them on farms such as ours, and Walking Jay and Sleeping Frog Farm and many others that need the labor and need to train, but need a mechanism in order to bring those interns onto their farms. So there's so much going on. It's really amazing what has happened. And it's due to just so many people coming together, you know, unpaid individuals, a lot of them coming together to try and make something happen in Southern Arizona.
That's just amazing work, too, because, you know, we do need a vehicle for how people are going to learn. And, I mean, not everybody can go become a master gardener. You know, we've got about a minute left. What's your message to our listeners today?
Message to listeners. I would say, do whatever you can to get started. Get your hands in the dirt. We tend to lose a lot of time, you know, researching a lot of things before we actually get started. The sooner you can make lots of mistakes, the more progress you'll make in the long term.
There you go.
If that's your goal. Yeah.
And just do it. That's what we say. Just go out and grow something.
Get started.
Grow organic and have fun doing it. So this is Sherry Huerta-Fry. I'm going to say goodbye right now. We'll be back next Sunday with another wonderful guest. Make it an easy organic garden week and have fun.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.